Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Probably smooching pickles, because they're a couple of pickle smooches.
Dad, can you get me a landline?
Yeah, the email's brutal.
Get that all the time.
Morning, Petey.
Good morning.
How you doing today, man?
Good, man. So they're going to start with some soccer news.
Nope. Americans won.
What was the score?
Yes, 2-1.
Beat Jamaica 2-1.
No worries.
Were we down?
Don't know.
All right.
It was 1-1.
Tied late.
Once again.
It was tied late.
In that sport, actually in a lot of sports when it comes to international competition, I don't hate Jamaica.
No.
So if they would have won that, I would have thought, cool.
Oh, good for them.
Good, man. Yeah, it's
they
very
need
cool.
Something,
they
mon.
Need something,
yeah,
man.
Mon.
Yeah.
They're fast.
Yeah, they're fast, and they love their game. They kick our ass in cricket, I guarantee that, though. If they would play us in cricket, they'd kick our ass, man.
We're better bobsledders.
Yeah, we might be. We got them on that.
Right. But
we got them on that.
They're certainly the underdogs when it comes to bobsledding.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Alpine ski team.
But yeah.
I was just watching Cool Runnings this weekend.
Oh, really?
Somehow. Yeah, I think it was on Netflix.
Yeah, man.
We put it on.
Yeah. I DVR'd a Jimmy Cliff concert on Access. I'm going to watch later. I love reggae, man. I like reggae music.
Yeah, man.
I saw Jimmy Cliff with Robert Cray.
Did you really?
And the Grateful Dead.
Cool.
At Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon.
No weed there, huh? No weed in Oregon.
Holy
the
smoke.
Dead and Jimmy Cliff together? Wow. Holy crap.
Oh, it was like a 90-degree day, and they can't handle that in the Northwest. And the fire hoses were out, sprinkling down people you don't want to see naked, but they were naked anyway.
All right.
It was a good experience.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds great.
You know, because Robert Cray was really embraced by the locals.
He was a star then, too.
In Eugene.
That's who, he had a hit or two back
that's
then.
Who all the Animal House guys went out to see after they were done shooting. They'd go party with Robert Cray back in the late 70s.
A birthday today. A-Rod.
Oh, he's 43.
Actually made a pretty good name for himself anymore.
43.
I got 42.
I 42. I saw a video of his birthday party at some fancy restaurant in Miami with J-Lo, who's 49, kissing him and
she's
dancing
49.
With him. Yeah,
wow.
She's freaking hot, hot. Yeah.
So happy birthday to him. Sure he's having fun.
Yeah, he's got the life.
Yeah. I forgot this happened. This day in 1992, the Houston Astros started a 26-game road trip. It's the Republican National Convention took over the Astrodome.
They had to go for 26 days?
They left. Their first game on the road was today, which is what, July 27th?
Right.
Next time they played at home was August 25th.
And so that's when they were in the National League, too.
National League team at that point.
Yeah.
They weren't a great team that year, but, you know, playing a month
away from home.
Because
they had to spend a month on the road?
They got apartments.
Atlanta to Cincinnati to L.A. to San Diego to San Francisco to Chicago to St. Louis to Philadelphia.
That's a grind, man.
Yeah. What other teams have switched leagues, baseball
Brewers
teams?
Brewers did. Yeah, Brewers were American League, now they're National League.
The Seahawks did.
Oh, Seahawks did, yeah.
Seahawks did.
They did,
right.
Yes, they did. They were in the Raiders.
I was going to say it was the Mariners, but no, it was the Seahawks.
Seahawks did.
Yeah, that were an AFC team at one time, right?
AFC West, And do you remember the name Danny Tartable at all?
Yes. Why do I know that name?
Royals, right?
Yeah, Royals.
Oh, yeah.
Royals, Yankees, great. One time one of the highest paid players in all of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Been completely off the radar and has resurfaced now as TMZ Sports reports he was arrested.
How old is he now?
He is, that's a good question, 54.
54?
There it is, 54. Now, okay, so it's 5 years ago he had a warrant issued for him. This was related
to... And they couldn't find Danny Tarnabal?
He went off the grid.
Oh, really?
He showed up to court, like, was owed $275,000 unpaid child support. All right?
Oh.
This was in 2011. So in 2012, he violated his probation related to that, was ordered to serve 180 days in jail, never showed up, went about his life, somehow avoided...
He could walk in here, I wouldn't know who he is. I know the name, but I would know I can't place what he looks like.
Fair point.
If he has a Royals uniform on, I could think.
And he was like a first guy to wear like those bicycling glasses almost in baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, right.
Big
you know
dude,
those,
wasn't he?
They wear them all the time now.
Stronger guy, especially for that era.
Yeah, they bat now with those things.
Particularly for that era. So 5 years ago, you know, he was supposed to go to jail. He never did. And he just kind of was going about living his life. Well, he was in Agoura, California, and called police to report that his car had been broken into. Police responded.
There's got to be some drugs involved.
Showed
here.
Up.
Is he drinking too much?
No, I don't. Well, I don't believe so.
Okay.
At least not according to the backstory.
And you got a warrant out for your arrest.
Police showed up, ran his name, saw he had a warrant, immediately arrested him.
Careful, that's how Todd went to jail.
5 years. For 5 years.
Todd had a warrant.
Right. Failure to appear.
Right.
A lot of guys have gone to jail for failure to appear.
And it's funny, Todd tried to hide on the radio and they just heard him.
How'd that work?
They got him.
Oh,
they
not,
they heard him
Todd.
That, heard him that morning. Oh, there he is. He's on the radio. Let's go to the studio.
I made no attempt to hide. I was just being defiant because that was back in the days when we didn't get much vacation.
No, we didn't.
And I was not going to waste a day going to court when I had a chance to go to Colorado. So screw you.
Come and get me, coppers.
And they did.
You know where to find me.
And they did.
Oh, they're here?
Yeah. Oh, crap.
And they waited until the end of the show, which was polite.
Yeah, they were nice enough to
say. They got there like an hour before the show was over and said, okay, we'll wait.
Listen, we'll sit here in the lobby and wait for you to finish your show, and then you can go to jail.
Coppers.
We had a guy in high school.
You won't catch me before the show's over.
The only place they could ever find him was the lunch line. He was arrested twice in the lunch line.
In the line. Lunch line? That sucks. I love that he's arrested, but he's still just going to school, going to class,
kind
lunch line.
Yeah,
oh, guy's still
kind
there.
Of. I mean, but he showed up for lunch, and that's where they would always get him.
Well, that was a social hour, I guess.
Well, that's the best way to do it, is hide in plain sight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but they can find it. No, it's really not the best way.
No, probably.
They find it.
Probably not. But I didn't think it was worth going to a country where they don't extradite.
No.
Well, there's plain sight, and then there's broadcasting your location.
Right.
You know, there's blending in, and then
where's
there's
Todd at? He's on the radio. Oh, he's right there.
Right.
They pointed to the station.
Right. Didn't figure it'd be a life sentence or anything.
No, it wasn't.
So.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Still took your belt and your shoelaces, though.
They did.
They did.
They did.
A couple hours of my life that I can't get back.
Right. Nope. Good experience, though. Good reminder.
He had to have a buddy choke him for a while. You know what I'm talking about? Your belt wasn't there.
You made good friends. Lifelong
nothing
friends.
To do about suicide. It was an autoerotic asphyxiation.
No, that's the thing. I didn't make any friends. I was the only guy in the holding cell that day.
That's because they knew you were crazy. You had crazy eyes.
Had it all to myself.
They called you crazy eyes.
Yeah, we're going to have to put this guy in solitary.
Look at him. He's crazy.
He looks tired. Let him take a nap.
You couldn't even find a wise old black man to show you the ways of the prison.
Not at all. Not at all.
Now, Danny Tarnabal, back in the early 90s, when he was a very good player, was, again, one of the highest paid players in Major League Baseball, was making about $5
million
a year.
$5 million.
Now, his attorney says that he's got a good relationship with both of his adult children who are involved in that deadbeat area.
Got
so,
it.
You know, maybe he was paying it other ways.
They
who
aged
knows?
Out.
But he'd be in jail right now.
All right.
This day in 2003 never happened. Lance Armstrong, one of his many Tour de France's that didn't happen.
No.
And Michael Phelps says, screw you.
Is he mad at the bit?
Well, he's mad that people are ripping it. He says that it wasn't misrepresented when it completely was.
It was.
Yeah.
Phelps versus Shark.
Yeah, I don't get why he did it. And the video was so lame and so cheesy.
Yeah, but do you think anybody would have watched if they would have said he's racing a computer-generated image of a shark?
No.
No, but then that's false advertising.
Yeah, it is. Very misleading.
Yep.
Fraud. Fraudsters there at the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachman birthday to Reggie Lewis. This day in 1993, Boston Celtics, up and coming star.
That's right.
Collapsed on the court.
Happy birthday!
heart failure, 27 years old.
I forgot about that, man.
Was kind of in the wake of Len Bias as well. Both those guys could have been on the same team.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't they really pretty much blame his death on the Celtics going into a tailspin?
No, Len Bias.
Len Bias. Reggie Lewis.
Len Bias was the guy coming in after Bird. And
it was late 80s, right?
Yeah, and he died. No, Len Bias died when I was in mid-80s.
Mid-80s,
right. Yeah.
On the court?
No, Len Bias died at the college.
No, but this guy.
Reggie Lewis collapsed on the court.
Yeah.
During a game or practice?
Right. I think some sort of practice.
Yeah. Well, doing what he loved, practice. Regardless.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And there's a narrative building around LeBron James that I'm kind of tired of reading, but it is kind of interesting considering the status that he has in America. You know, the general manager of the Cavs wasn't retained. The Cavs couldn't land any of the star players that LeBron allegedly wanted. Now Kyrie Irving's trying to go.
Yeah, he wants out.
Allegedly. And
that's all that sport is. It's ridiculous.
It is right now.
Nobody wants to play for an age. Well, let's go switch teams. Let's play with you.
Well, and LeBron's going to fall right into that fold.
He'll be a Laker in 2 years.
Exactly. That's what he can – because now he can say at the end of this season, well, you know, my GM left. We couldn't get any star players. Kyrie left. You know, man, like I'm just going to go to the Lakers now, man. I tried.
But I hear Cleveland fans saying he leaves, he's done.
Yeah, but
dead to me.
He can say, I tried to come back home. I won us a championship, and then nobody gave me what I needed, so I had to go elsewhere.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm envious of that guy. I mean, that's one of the guys you always hear. It's such a cliche, but you know, you could write your own ticket.
It's him.
Well, he can.
Mm-hmm.
He literally can.
Well, he actually can.
GMs and bosses. I mean, and well, obviously Tyronn Lue's not his coach. He's the coach. He's nothing against Lue at all.
Sure,
he's the coach, and then the GM doesn't even have power over the guy.
No, he's the coach and the GM,
right.
And the president.
Oh, I do admire that.
Right. He calls all the shots.
Yeah, he writes his ticket and every ticket around him.
Yes.
I want you to play with me, and I don't want you to work with me. Goodbye.
Sorry about that, NBA.
Yeah, you should be.
I am. Right. On to the NFL. And my auxiliary TV has now officially made the move from the Golf Channel perpetually to the NFL Network.
Okay.
Training camps are going. There's actual news
the
on
secondary
there.
Secondary TV, right? Yeah, there actually is.
There's actual news.
I flipped
out
over
too.
Just even the NFL Live, they're actually talking about stuff.
Yeah, man.
Starting to get that NFL chub going.
Yeah, and some of the news out of camps, like Steelers camp, no Le'Veon Bell at this point.
Yeah. He don't want to sign the franchise yet.
He got the franchise tag,
but
and the rules of that is that he doesn't have to show up at all until the night before opening day.
And even the Steelers said that.
And he gets paid, and they're fine with it.
Yeah, they don't care.
Right? I believe I saw the entire Viking offense is on the physically unable to perform list.
I think you're right.
I saw Flacco's out for a while. That could be happen to a better guy.
Isn't that great news?
That's excellent news.
Yeah, I was very excited
to read that. I wanted to have
Brady,
but still, Flacco's cool.
Yeah, now there's some reports he'll be back before even preseason starts, but there's other reports he's going to miss 3 to 6 weeks of the regular
season.
That's
what I heard. Right.
So you go back and forth on that, and it at least in my mind triggered how Colin Kaepernick gets back in the league, a spot like that where you know, a Flacco or somebody's going to miss some time.
Right.
Yeah,
and I think you're going to get a nation to join you in hating Flacco, though.
No, I don't. I hate the Ravens.
Yeah,
I don't hate Flacco. He's just boring.
Yeah, I love Flacco. He
ruined the Ravens. That's I do love Flacco because he ain't responsible for. I mean. Your guy, Raheem Moore ruined the Ravens.
Yeah.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl that year, but he stays back. God. Flacco doesn't get the big contract.
Yeah, son of a
man.
I know.
Damn it.
Remember that pass from
having a good
Flacco
morning
to Jacoby?
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I was having a good morning.
Raheem was I was more pissed than you were.
I that ball being in there, I remember so vividly, just like my life went into slow motion, like,
I did ruin the Ravens. I'll take that the Ravens are ruined because of it, though.
Just like the Tebow pass to Demaryius Thomas in overtime in the playoffs.
I remember that.
I remember as he's streaking down the sideline, the Broncos are going to win.
Want that.
And I'm going, no.
Isn't that great? I was saying the same thing for different reasons. But you're right. You don't want that. I'm proud of you for being the guy.
Can we even call it a pass?
That wasn't a Bronco fan. Yeah.
We've talked about the NFL jersey sales, and there's a new number one official. And this is
it's not Brady?
Pretty odd. No, it's not Brady anymore.
Nope.
It's not Dak Prescott, not Marshawn Lynch,
Zico.
Not Ezekiel Elliott, not Von Miller.
Oh, it's not Lynch.
It's Adam Thielen.
In North Dakota, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But in the United States of America, the number one selling jersey of all NFL jerseys.
Of all time? How do they do that? How many years did they go back?
They're just going this year.
1 year.
This is 1 year's data. 1 year's data. The jersey that sold the most in the last year is James Conner, your backup running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is weird.
It's what? Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Hometown boy playing for the hometown
boy. He's a cancer survivor.
It's all cancer.
Had an awful upbringing, was a great running back at Pitt, and then had Hodgkin's lymphoma, looked like he'd never play again. He came back, was a great running back at Pitt, and got drafted third round, and now he's just kind of this hero, if you will. Yeah. Local boy gone good.
Yeah.
Number one selling jersey in all the National Football League.
Yeah, that's crazy. I knew it was a big. It's a great story. I mean, the guy was had sit out a whole season. He could have died.
Yeah.
But still, it still surprises me.
The Kansas City Star editorial board was surprised at the Michael Vick.
Yeah,
intern.
They ain't digging that.
Nope.
I don't care either way. But they're
digging
it.
Yeah. This doesn't make sense for a lot of reasons.
Any city he goes to, somebody's going to give him crap.
Same reaction.
But you know what, though? I really think that it should have been a city. I think if the Breed was still in Philadelphia, Eagle fans wouldn't care because he'd already been there. You're right. He played there.
Yeah.
And if Vic played as a Chief at all, they wouldn't hate him. They'd be over it,
It's probably a fair point.
I mean, he could even intern with Mike Tomlin and nobody would have cared because he played with the Steelers.
Because he played there.
Right.
I still wonder, for a guy who never studied, he admitted he was horrible at game preparations.
He'll flunk out of that.
Reason he was such a great player was his amazing arm strength and unbelievable athleticism, right?
Plus, he's not
the Michael Vick experience.
Well, he was an improviser.
You can't coach that.
No.
You can't coach the Michael Vick experience.
No.
Right? So
we take the ball, the guy, you just run.
Yeah. But that's not why the editorial board for the Kansas City Star says,
it's
all about his past, which I'm over that.
Everybody is.
Whatever, man. Move on from that. But I don't know how he translates to a good coach.
Yeah.
Everything you read about him post-prison is he's actually a pretty decent dude.
The only thing that had to happen recently was when he became Uncle Tom and told the guy to cut his hair. But he realized that was wrong.
He declared bankruptcy and actually paid back all of his debts.
Paid back.
Right. Nobody does that.
Nope.
Well, he had to spend some time in Kansas.
You pay all your debts?
Yeah. Not the day. I should appreciate the time you spent there in Leavenworth. Just down the road.
I bet you he's going to stay in KC Mo. You know he is. I ain't going over there.
No, coach. I'm not going.
Right.
I thought this was
an
intern.
I'm staying in KC Mo.
Yeah. He's probably got some bad memories of Kansas.
Yeah, probably.
Packers coach Mike McCarthy is not putting up with any S.
Said pudding.
Yep. I did.
He's eating a lot of pudding.
He's probably a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yep. This story out of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Mike McCarthy lives in obviously a nice neighborhood in rural Wisconsin somewhere. $600,000 houses that are probably $3 million anywhere else.
Right.
But you're in rural Brown County, Wisconsin. So some of your neighbors are, heavy ag, dairy, whatever, so cows and those sort of things
You come out against milk or something like Oprah and meat?
But one of his neighbors wants to be able to store, at least reportedly, millions of gallons of manure and manure byproducts, right near this subdivision.
Right, to make a hat.
And he's part of the... the neighborhood group that doesn't want it, right?
And obviously, there's a lot of reasons you could agree with him, right?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. If I live in a really, really rich neighborhood and I remember my hometown, there was wafting the right way. I'd smell manure all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't live in a zillion-dollar house in our neighborhood
association. You couldn't say nothing, right?
My dad's neighborhood association didn't exist.
It's just like, damn.
It was just a bunch of houses
Man, it smells like crap again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
So there was a feedlot nearby?
Well, there was grew up near a Purina plant, too, by the way, so I didn't mind that smell. People don't like it now, but I grew up with it, and it smelled like cereal. My wife hates it when she's back in my hometown. But I grew up smelling that, but I also smelled manure. No, there was a couple of farms right up the street from where I was at the time. There's houses and buildings there now.
Huh.
But you're right. If you own a big neighborhood house, I'm suing a guy. Now, I don't want my beautiful yard and letting the piles of crap at the end of it.
I don't know how many other neighbors are in this. It's obviously, some zoning, some sort of farm regulations that'll come
into
play.
Does he live outside Green Bay? Does he live outside? He probably does.
It says rural Brown County, Wisconsin.
Does he have farm-type acreage?
Not sure if he's got an acreage.
I mean, because if you live amongst a bunch of farms,
right,
that's going to happen.
It's possible. Yeah.
It's going to stink.
He says that
that's the smell of money.
This guy is not being a good neighbor. All right, that line. Maybe it is, but that ain't my money, man.
I hate that crap.
I've always hated that.
I've hated that too.
No, that's the smell of crap.
Yeah.
They make money off the cows, not the crap.
Puss left. He grew up next to a pig farm. He'll tell you that. First sexual experience was near the pig farm. That's all I said. I just said near.
Smelling money.
Smelling money. I wonder if they. I wonder if he had to smell. You know, he's out of the room right now.
Smell.
I think
money.
You said Packers. He had to go twist one.
He normally doesn't leave for that.
Yeah, no, yeah, normally he doesn't. Yeah, he's got his own room.
Yeah.
He's got his own room.
Yeah, and the only people that can see him are us.
Yeah. And not his lower half.
Can't even see the bottom half.
Right.
Just his shoulder, disappointing.
You know? So he's not going to offend anyone.
Right.
No, it is exciting that there's training camp news, but unfortunately some of it is stuff like this, because really not a lot happens at training camp often.
No.
Julio Jones. Familiar with him?
This is a diamond ring one?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Diamond
man.
Earring was was
in a lake in Atlanta.
Yeah, jet skiing somewhere in Georgia, and realized one of his, he got tossed off it, and one of his diamond earrings was missing when he came back out. So this earring is worth more than $100,000. Why are you wearing that?
$150,000 I saw.
Why are you wearing that on a jet ski in a lake? I don't know.
You know, he probably just forgot.
But I don't get this part. You know what? I got a ring for my wife that's a lot less than that, and I pay $60 a year to keep it insured. This guy had to have insurance in that, but apparently he didn't, because tell him what he did.
Yeah, he hired basically like a scuba team, guys that go in and get golf balls off the bottom of ponds and lakes and whatnot. They hired a scuba team to try and find it.
How do they? Does
65
he know?
Feet deep is,
I know.
Is the bottom of this lake. He's not really sure where he lost it or
Thank
where it
you.
May have been carried.
Thank you.
And they said they got down there. The scuba team got down
it's
there.
It's
they're
dirt.
Like, no.
It's mud.
Thanks for the money, Julio,
Thank you.
But no, we ain't finding it.
No
so
visibility.
So he must not have had it insured.
Must not have.
Because that's just an insurance thing, man. Just it, that's
oh,
what you get insurance.
You know what we can do? Take $100,000, probably in his couch, and go buy another one.
And go buy another.
But yeah. Like I said, it was crazy. It was crazy, Tim. It was crazy that he thought he could find it.
Yeah.
It ain't like it just fell out and he felt it fall off his ear. He's on a jet ski. It could have fell out anywhere.
What, he probably pay this scuba team $10,000 to go look for
At
it?
Least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh, well, what the hell? And the scuba team's like, we're not going to find it, but that's free money, baby.
It just means NFL money.
Yeah,
right
free
there.
Money.
$10,000. Go find my ring.
And on a different
earring.
Note, Cowboys defensive end David Irving lost his nipple ring during a workout.
That wasn't $100,000.
Do you take yours off when you work out, Push? You take your nipple rings off when you work
yeah,
out?
Yeah, always. Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Tim, you take your nipple ring out when you work out?
No.
All right, good.
Attaboy.
Good. Tim Gaither with us.
Attaboy.
He's a KC boy.
Yes,
got his KC hat on there. Come on back. Tim, funnybonomaha.com to see Tim with us. We need a break, Tim.
Yeah, finally. Yeah,
just relax.
A comedian with a KC Royals hat. Man, time.
No kidding.
They all do.
Been a nice run.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.